What are people up to in town? Find out on Out There Wednesday afternoons from 4 to 5 on Valley Free Radio for live encounters from the streets and paths of Northampton and beyond.
We don't care if we live out of date. We don't care if we're a little bit late. Gonna make a scene, baby, me and you on my rocking bicycle.
And it is Tuesday. Let's see, that promo said that I did the show on Wednesdays. Sorry, out of date. It's Tuesday, May 5th, I believe. It's Cinco de Mayo. I just realized that looking at the calendar. Thanks for tuning in to Out There today. I've got a show with some scrapings from the side of the road. So I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Out There airs every Tuesday from 3 to 4 from now until, I don't know, whenever they allow people to organize work parties and fill shipping containers with bicycles and travel to Trinidad, because then I'm probably leaving. But for now, so I just have some random thoughts to share to start out with, which is, I was thinking when I was riding my bike today, I was thinking, if I get hollered at twice a month to get out of the road, and it takes 2 seconds per holler, get out of the road! That's 4 seconds per month. And if I spend like 300,000 seconds per month on the road, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's pretty good out there. You know what they say, statistics don't lie, but all statisticians are liars. My housemate got hit by a car today when she was riding her bike on her way to work. And then they took her in the ambulance to the hospital, but she's okay. She just got a busted ankle. Easy for me to say that she's okay. Well, anyway, she's quite alive. So one thing that I read, a piece that I wrote that I read last month, I think this was in March, actually. It was talking about COVID and the decrease in traffic and lives saved from decreased pollution, and you would think fewer traffic fatalities, since traffic fatalities are a major cause of death in the United States. Well, actually, I just read in the Gazette today, my housemate Alex was showing me that in Massachusetts, the state DOT released their traffic fatality statistics for April, and from in April 2020, I think there were like 28 traffic fatalities. In April 2019, there were 27. So there was one more in April of this year, despite what they said, there was about 50% less traffic. Yeah, so, and they attribute it to the phenomenon of people seeing a wide open road and speeding. So, be careful out there. I actually saw a lot more traffic today than I've seen lately. I feel like it's increasing. It took me like, I had to wait for like 30 cars to pass before I could get across South Street today. I miss the good old days of being able to ride my bike wherever, whenever of last month. All right. Do I have any other stories? Well, I was riding up the road, and I was going past Child's Park, and I saw this group of people in a circle, all spread out at least 6 feet apart in the circle. I don't know if they were playing something or doing yoga or something. And then I saw someone running by, and I thought, oh, yeah, tag. Yeah, this is a great time to play tag. Run, run for your life. It's not freeze tag, it's sneeze tag. All right, don't you wish I had some other clips to play? Well, I'm going to play a song. Have your experience with CD players here? No, not that one. Oh, it's one. Yeah? No, I just don't have the right buttons. Thanks, Mark.
Yes, darling, you left me with a broken heart. Life was so sweet.
had a quick reprieve of a song there. Thanks for tuning in to Out There. I realized during the break, I remembered, oh, I know what I wanted to do. I grabbed up some letters from my house to read some letters. I correspond with a few people here and there, some local, some far away. And one of my pen pals is someone I'll call Pat, who's in Texas. This is from April 9th. Let's see. Hi, Ruthie. I hope all is well with you and your health. I was wondering if you could contact Massachusetts Department of Corrections about how I can get an interstate transfer of my sentence to Massachusetts. I've contacted Joni White here in Huntsville on the Texas side, but I need to see if we can contact Massachusetts prison officials to see about a one-for-one transfer so I could transfer my sentence back home to Massachusetts. I'm going to, outside of this letter, the way that I understand it works, if you're really, really lucky and you get all the paperwork through and everything turns out just right, if you're locked up far away from home in, like, say, Texas, and you're from Massachusetts, you may, if you're really lucky, you may be able to transfer your sentence if there's someone in Massachusetts who would prefer to be locked up in Texas. Anyway, Pat says, I can imagine that hopefully there's someone from Texas doing time in Massachusetts who wants to be closer to family now. It's worth a try anyways. So things must be a bit quiet with all the stay-at-home orders and such. We're under quarantine right now for 14 days. The officers wear masks, but inmates are not allowed to wear them. Makes no sense to me. I'm so sorry to hear about Dwayne having throat cancer. My uncle had that years ago. Cancer is such a scary thing. I'll keep him in my thoughts and prayers. We've not been allowed to have visits for over a month now, but hopefully things will get back to a somewhat normal status soon. My love life is crazy, with one guy who's in love with me, but I'm not in love with him. I'm feeling bad because we've been friends for 1.5 years, but I just don't feel that way about him. Yet there's this other dude that I've liked for a while who I'm feeling more love for, but we've just been friends and he wants more, but I don't want to hurt the one I'm with. What a mess. Anyways, if you can look into that transfer stuff for me, I'd appreciate it. Give my love to your friends and family for me. I'll write soon. Love, your friend, Pat. P.S. What would you do about these two guys in my life? So I started to write Pat back. Hi, Pat. Thanks for your letter from last week. At first, I can't think of anything to say, but I'm sure if I just start writing, something will come out. I've been looking online to try to figure out about the Interstate Compact prisoner exchange. Everything I've found so far is just about people being paroled to other states. Quote, the mission of the Texas Interstate Compact Office is to successfully facilitate the transfer of adult offenders placed in probation and parole, end quote. But I think I found it before, a couple years ago, when you told me about it and I was researching it. I'm researching now, Interstate Compact for Corrections. There's a research paper from 2006 saying the most common reason people are transferred is for safety or security reasons. I really need to talk with someone who knows these things, which has now led me to look up Deborah Beard Bader, who was a 3-year-old lawyer in Eastern Mass. I'll try to call her and ask her for help. How is your love life today? Or maybe today is too big a chunk of time. Maybe I'll just say in this moment, right now. I can't keep track of your boys. I have a lot of love here, but the only thing that would qualify as love life is back in Trinidad. Someday I will go again. It's okay. I'm grateful to be healthy and active here and just watch springtime explode. Daffodils, forsythia, azalea, tulips, soon fruit tree blossoms. Right now when I'm writing this letter, I'm at the shelter, which because of COVID-19, they moved to Northampton High School since the school is closed anyway. There's 50 beds set up in the gym. They asked for some community volunteers, but honestly, I don't really see the need. There's plenty of ServiceNet staff who seem to not have enough to do. But they asked for volunteers, so I've been coming one evening a week. I think the main thing the volunteers do is just connect people more with the community. I was thinking last night about my friend in Trinidad. who I have almost no communication with, maybe a 10-minute conversation once a month. I was thinking in my melodramatic evening state, what is love? Love is action. Or is it? Does he love me? Do I love him? If we're apart and there's no actions, is that love? Why do I want him to think about me? What does it matter if we're apart and have no interaction anyway? What is our love? Is it love? Is it faith? I do have faith that when we are in each other's presence again, there will be love made manifest, a shine in our eyes when the other person appears, a prioritization of time with each other, cooking and cleaning and serving each other, finding special fruits to give each other, relishing each other's touch and nakedness and bodies. Do you believe in psychic communication, like prayer or summoning another person's spirit who is far away? Well, I'm off for now. I'll let you know if I find out anything about interstate transfers. Love, Ruthie. All right, that's my correspondence with Pat. I like writing letters back and forth to someone who, you know, you don't have to worry about what you say getting spread. Oh, wait, great. Right, so now I'm like sharing it on the radio. Well, anyway, next. What do I have next in my file? I think I got to find another song to play. And I don't know what this is, but it's a CD that Mark pulled off the shelf for me just now. Mark, thank you for coming in. If I sound a little out of sorts, it's because my normal style of radio showing through the computer is hampered. This is the Elling Tones in the middle of some song. Again, I'm not really like a CD player, so there's a button here somewhere.
Knocking out power lines, this door. bezinsu winiza namhla awa awa sibona kwenzeka kanja awa awa amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, and everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Welcome back to Out There. Thanks to Paul Simon for that break. You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJ LP 103.3 FM in Northampton. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. So during that song, I had a couple of thoughts that came to mind while I had some relaxation time. One was I wanted to remind listeners of Dwayne Rainey's Cans for Cancer project down at Valley Recycling. That's the transfer center between Northampton and East Hampton. He's down there 6 days a week, I think, with a big container, like shipping container, 20-foot shipping container that he's sorting and filling with cans and bottles, plastic, aluminum, and glass. Plastic and aluminum is preferred because it's a lot easier to deal with. And all the glass, you got to find boxes to box it up, to stack it, to take it to the redemption center, to truck it down there. So, he's looking for volunteers to help count, sort, bag. Also, if you got cans that you want to drop off, that's really great. People have been coming by the truckload, it seems like. Every time I stop by when I'm doing a pedal people route to check in on them, there's like bags of deposits, and he's trying to not drown in the mound. If you know someone who needs a few hours of paid labor here or there, he can, you know, he'll pay too for reliable work. Help. And his number is 413-387-9018. You can also check out his Facebook page at Cans for Cancer 2.0. He said there's a few Cans for Cancer out there, so his is new and improved, so it's Cans for Cancer 2.0. The other thought I had, I wanted to talk about laundry in my household. So there's six of us on our side of the house, four adults and two teenagers. And five of the six of us, like if someone's going to do a load of laundry, we have a washing machine in the basement and a clothesline out in the yard. So if someone's going to do a load of laundry, they say, "Hey, I'm doing a load. Anybody got anything?" It's really nice to do laundry together because that means like someone's doing laundry like every other day. So you really only need like two pairs of clothes. Or three pairs of clothes because your clothes are getting washed every few days as compared to, you know, one person just doing their own laundry and only doing it like once a week or once every other week or however many sets of clothes they got. I was telling my housemate Arbor, when I do laundry, I mark the days since last time I did laundry by the number of pairs of underwear I'm hanging up. Yeah, some clothes you change every day and some clothes you only change as needed. So the other day, someone did a load of laundry and someone else hung it up. And then when I got back from doing my pedal people route, there was my laundry folded up on the shelf. And it was folded. My t-shirts were folded in this way where you can see like what the front of the t-shirt says and with these nice creases. And I was like, "Arbor, did you fold these shirts? Wow, this is like a work of art. Where did you learn to fold like that?" I was very impressed. And Arbor was like, "Well, sometimes I do it better, but I was kind of in a rush with those right there." I was like, "Really?" Anyway, I was like, "Really? I never learned to fold like that. We just folded it in half one way and in half the other way." And then I asked my other housemate, I was like, "Did you ever learn to fold clothes like this?" And she said, "Well, no, my mom didn't really care how I put clothes in my dresser. So I just put them in willy-nilly." And then later, actually today, I was thinking, but like, didn't you fold other people's clothes? And then I realized, well, I grew up with seven older brothers and sisters and my parents. So there were like 10 of us in the household. So we were always, you know, doing other people's clothes or helping other people with their things. It was kind of like a team, I think. It's kind of a team. But if it is just like you and one other, it's just like you and your brother in the household, I imagine that's a different dynamic. And I was just trying to think of like the culture of smaller families and how that affects us looking out for one another. I don't know. It's complicated. Yeah, it's complicated. But just like our assumptions about chores around the house and cleaning up after each other and cleaning up after ourselves and all that stuff. I don't know where I was going with that story, but fortunately, Paul Simon's here to save the day again.
And the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump shot, it's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the baboon heart. And I believe these are days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and babies. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
This is a long distance call. Do people even know what a long distance call is anymore? With cell phones and such? Well, you're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. Also streaming online at valleyfreeradio.org. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Out There airs every Tuesday from 3 to 4, followed by Madness Radio at 4 o'clock and Democracy Now! Up at 5. Today's show is a hodgepodge of things, of thoughts. What another thought I had during that song reminded me. So the Franklin County People's Fund is collecting donations. I don't know. I don't really like the word donations. It's more like tithes, you could say. So if you're working and you get a stimulus check and you're able to pass any of it on to people who are out of work, who will never see any of that government money, like undocumented people who don't get those benefits, so they work hard and bring us and put food on the table for many people and pay taxes and all that, consider passing some of that money on to the Franklin County People's Fund. And I'm hoping that for an upcoming show, maybe next Tuesday, I'll have an interview with a couple people from that group. My only other stray thought was about the stray diapers I've been seeing on the shoulder of the road going out to Valley Recycling on the shoulder of Route 10. I noticed them last week when I was biking out there, but they were scattered just so that I was able to slalom around them with my bike and trailer and avoid them. And then it rained a lot. Actually, I think I didn't see them until after it had rained. And if you've ever seen a diaper out in the rain, wow. I've seen some dogs get into diaper bags, and then the dogs strew the diapers around, and then it rains, and all that blue, super, ultra, mega absorbent gel stuff swells up, and it can absorb. I don't know the statistic on this, but it seems like it can absorb about a quart of liquid. And so what once was just like a pad is now like a giant gel glob the size of a cantaloupe. Anyway, there is a bunch of those. I saw them last week on the shoulder of Route 10, and I neglected to pick them up. And then it rained, and then I saw them all swollen up. There was maybe 10 of them. And then cars hit them, and I saw the gel splattered along the side of the road. And then, well, today I was riding out there, and I thought, these diapers, they've been on the side of the road at least since like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, at least 5 days. And no one has picked them up, not even me. And at that time, fortunately, I had a thank you pair of gloves, an empty trash bag, and a trailer load of trash heading to the transfer center. So I decided it was time. So I scooped them up with the trash bag. And see, the thing is, when I see trash or cardboard boxes or flattened cardboard boxes on the side of the road or definitely on the side of the bike path, the chances are just as good as that it came off of a Pedal People trailer as anything else. And even if it didn't come off a Pedal People trailer, you know, I've lost things. I've misplaced. I've had things blow off, fall off that other people have picked up for me. So my karma, it all comes around. What comes around goes around, something like that. Anyway, speaking of things that I have lost on the side of the road or the path, so Saturday morning I was running through the woods with this foster dog that we have, a little furry, fluffy thing, and he was running real fast. We were running real fast on our way home, cutting through a path in the woods between the St. Mary's Cemetery and the bike path. And next thing you know, he starts barking and pulling at the leash. And this other dog, I don't know if it was a pit bull or what, but a dog much bigger and off leash comes running at him. And there is a tussle. I kicked the other dog. But it didn't even blink. It wasn't like, when I started to kick it, I was like, I don't know if this dog's going to bite my leg off. But I got to try and fend it off from this little dog that I'm responsible for in this moment. So I gave it a kick and it didn't even seem to notice. It was just honed in on that little dog. Not trying to, you know, bite it or kill it, but I think it just wanted to play in it. And Diamond, the bigger dog, misjudged her strength. And then Colby got off the leash, because I'd only put a Velcro collar on her. Not a very responsible thing to do when you're fostering a dog. Sorry, I couldn't find the real leash. Anyway, and then the two dogs, they were running through the woods, barking, yapping. Colby was running for his life. And then they must have run like 100 yards, and then they tumble down over the embankment into the swamp. The other dog's owner was running behind and pretty stressed out that her dog had was off-leash and kind of attacking another dog. It was kind of a loving attack, but anyway. The moral of that story, well, our dog had to go to the vet, or the vet came to him, actually. He's all right, but I don't know what the moral of that story is. Keep your dogs on a leash. It's hard, though, when you're in the woods and animals, you know, I think animals should be free. Okay, you're listening to Out There, enough babbling. I'm going back to another Paul Simon song, because I like Paul Simon, and I hope you do, too.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Out There. I was looking at that break. I had this great idea, brilliant idea, that even if the computer isn't working in the studio, I have this device where I can look up internet things. And so I found a little update on the Mashpee Wampanoag tribes. They're trying to fend off the government's disestablishment of their land in eastern Mass. And the latest I have here is this Thursday, May 7th, there will be a hearing in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. to hear the tribe's motion for an injunction against the attempt to remove their land from trust. There's articles in different papers, the Boston Globe, Cape Cod Times or something. So if you'd like to support the tribe, two action steps you can take. You can contact the Secretary of the Interior, Barnhart, and or Senator Hoven, who's chairman of the Committee on Indian Affairs, and let them know that you oppose this action against the tribe. Also, in advance of the May 7th court hearing, join in the virtual Sacred Fire prayer protest, where prayer fires and candles are being lit nationwide in support of the tribe and to denounce the Trump administration for attempting to disestablish their reservation. Light your candle or fire and let it burn for 1 to 4 days, and post a picture with a hashtag, StandWithMashpee. I can't think of anything else that I have for today's show. I'm going to switch to its automation, and unless I play some more songs or something. All right, thanks for listening today. This is Out There. Next week, hopefully, I'll be a little more prepared. I say that every week.
You like to run for the left.
Yeah.
And hide from the more. Because remember, every single thing was already placed, you know. All men are doing now with their desires is to put things in an unorganized manner, you know. Because they cannot do it better. What other drink could be better than a coconut water?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sanitary because it's properly packaged with layers of protection, fibers, and you see how much more care these things takes. Right? And we just have that just waiting there. All we have to do is to plant it and just care.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Right? And just drink it. Right? And, you know, when I study how powerful natural things are, the other day I was studying an orange. You're gonna call